calling customer support. My name is Shamaya. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Brenda Foster, and I was calling because y'all took 90-some dollars, well, my wife said $100 off my debit card, and I did not order anything.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. All righty, may I have a zip code?
44119.
May I have your name?
Brenda Foster.
Let's see. 44119 is your zip code?
Yes.
So I'm not showing an account for you. Give me one second.
And when I had called to see who had took my loan off the account, and they told me it was y'all.
Are you sure you have the right number?
Yeah, that's the number they gave me.
Who gave you this number, ma'am?
My debit card account people gave it to me.
Do you have the first six of the card of your card number?
Yeah, I have my card number.
Okay, can you provide me with the first six of the card number and the last four?
Oh no, I gotta get the card. I know you're gonna ask for that. Somewhere. That's getting me tired now. I stick it everywhere, so. But I'm in my junkie purse.
Can you repeat that for me, ma'am?
Huh?
You said it's in your jacket purse?
I was saying my purse jacket, I guess it.
Oh.
Yeah, I was talking about her jacket, my purse. Yeah, sometimes I just throw it in there instead of putting it back in my wallet.
It sounds just like my grandmother because she has everything in her purse. Like, we asked her, like, Grandma, you got some alcohol? Is it in her purse? You got Benet's? Is it? Like, she has everything.
Yeah. They ask me that. My sons don't ask me that. They're like, Ma, you just keep everything in your purse.
And then when my grandma go to looking for something, she can't find them. Like, it's in the purse because you have all these things in there.
Right. And I know I got it somewhere because sometimes I just throw the doggone card in there. You know how you be in line, you'll be wanting to hold a line up and you just drop it in your purse with the rest of the junk. And I start carrying big purses and now I'm carrying big purses up, loaning up a lot of stuff. Shoot. Four digits of the card. It's 7284. Oh, I gotta find my code.
You can take your time, ma'am. Just let me know when you find it.
Okay. I got it somewhere. Sometimes I put it in my coat pocket. I just do it. Oh, Lord. I do so much. Oh, man. I ain't lost it. I got it, though. Let me see if it's my wallet. Oh, maybe. Then I got another purse. I found it. Got to keep them in there. I forgot I had put it in there. I said, you give you the what? The last four, first one?
The first six of your card number.
Okay, it's 5332 and 4805.
No, just the first six of your card number.
Oh, you want that in the last?
Yes, so I need you provided me with the last four. The last four is 7285, correct?
Yeah.
And then it's
5332.
The first six.
Huh?
The first six numbers.
Well, I got what only that's 6 5 3 3 2, and then I got a 4. And then I got the rest of the number connected with them.
So what's after the 4?
The 8.
Okay. Let's see. So that's 5 3 3 2 4 8 at the first 6, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then the last 4 is 7 2 8 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
No. 7 2 8 4.
Okay. Give me 1 second. So it still says no results found.
Oh my God! Well, yeah. What the man called me when he went in the cup when I called him and said somebody had snatched $100 out of my account, and he was like, he told me the name of the company, and I had forgot that fast, and so he was like, "You want the number?" And I'm like, "Yes, if you have it." And so he gave me this number to call because she said it was y'all that had messed it up. I'm like, I didn't order anything.
So, let's see. Do you have an order number?
No. I can't remember what I had. What's the name of y'all company?
Well, we're a third-party call center, man. We just have different products.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So we handle different products.
I'm trying to think.
So you probably need to give your bank a call, see if they can provide you with the number.
Oh, so that ain't nothing showing up there, huh?
No, ma'am. I tried your first and last name, your phone number. I tried your first six of your card number, the last four of your card number, as well as your zip code.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, okay, then. I'm going to call them back then. I appreciate you for your time.
You're so welcome, and I want to thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
Okay, you too, baby.
All righty, bye-bye.